Good afternoon. My name is James Mason. I'm from Franklin, New Hampshire. I can see today everybody's getting a little tired, as I am too. My background is in agriculture. I grew up here in New Hampshire. I've worked in agriculture. My dad worked in fish and game and served in the Senate. And he taught us to blend agriculture and conservation together as we grew up. And as I look at this, the spirit of the Northern Pass Project, I oppose all of these bills today. I'm in favor of Northern Pass. As I look at the people, a lot of people have come here today and speaking, not in my backyard. That's the wrong approach to take. We have a chance here to bring a renewable resource into New Hampshire that'll service New Hampshire and our neighboring states and our children for futures to come. My background's taught me that a wise use of our resources can balance of nature, and I see a need to strike this balance. While I respect the concerns of some of those of the North Country that feel Northern Pass will inflict permanent damage and scars on their backyard, I'm ready to accept these power lines. It travels near my home. I'll have to look at it every day when I drive to town. I'm willing to make that small sacrifice to allow a better renewable resource into our future. And I make that pledge of support today for the renewable resource and support the Northern Pass Project. This project means jobs. Some of them will be temporary, some will be permanent. I know myself, as I went to work, sometimes my jobs lasted in the morning, sometimes they went all day, and then I'd look for another job sometimes. That's what I did in my work. But it means a lot of dollars to be spent while it's being built at mom-and-pop stores, motels, restaurants, and tax revenue for the future. This is a boost for our economy. Northern Pass means more economic development and tax base as it passes through the towns. It's a pipeline of renewable resources, which is both smart and responsible for the growth needs of our state and our neighboring states. When I was a boy, houses had a 60-amp service. Today, the standard service is 200 amps. Modern heat pumps, renewable heating and cooling systems that people are starting to look at, some of those houses take a 400-amp service. Our need for power is growing every day, and our need for renewable power needs to be met. I don't want to see power coming from more fossil fuel plants, nuclear plants, and these heavily subsidized wind turbines. They just aren't working yet. I want to see clean, renewable, available resource, and it will require a small sacrifice. I speak in this great hall to a committee and a body that thrives on debate and compromise, and yet this bill, like others today, want to strip away from the proponents of Northern Pass. The proposed legislation is a veiled attempt to shut down the project before the review process can ever be completed. Compromise on this debate is important to everyone in New Hampshire. Citizens in New Hampshire need to have this process completed. The review isn't done, and it makes no logical sense to try to inject these last-minute blockades into this process, a process that has been in place for many years and has worked successfully to meet our energy needs and futures. You can't change the rules in the middle of the game. You shouldn't pass these bills and clearly delay and deny the opportunity to find solutions. Killing Northern Pass will do nothing. It is not an option. It ignores our own energy policies and needs, and it slams the door on those who see this project as a way to provide employment and economic development throughout the state. We need to keep all of our opinions open for this debate, not restrict choices, choke off discussion. Many involved in this debate seem to be treated as a win at all costs game. Some refer to it as a game of chess. This is not a game. This provides a balance between nature and the electrical power needs of our country and our children. It's not a time to be selfish. It's a time to debate and work together for the good of mankind. Gamesmanship, blockades, and hard feelings will not resolve this debate. Our state laws should reflect that approach. When it comes to energy, everyone in the state has a stake in this conversation, and I urge you to find this balance and keep in mind what is lost if you agreed to move forward to prematurely decide this issue before the renewable review is complete. We need to finish the process of finding solutions and compromise so our future generations can enjoy clean energy and not be hamstrung or knee-jerk by blockade legislation. Do not support these changes today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. Are there questions for Mr. Mason? I have a question. You support, I just want to be sure we get the record straight. You support this bill?
No, I do not support any of these bills and changes today. Okay. I support Northern Pass.
Okay, thank you very much.